now it's time for the news on Barcelona City FM.
This is your local breaking Barcelona news. My name is Sarah Pickles. Local Mossos have arrested and detained a physiotherapist in Barcelona, alleged to have carried out 5 instances of sexual abuse against his patients, one of which included rape. The 44-year-old man from Sant Cugat and a specialist in osteopathic approach carried out the attacks in his consultation rooms. All of the alleged victims went to the clinic with back ailments, then suffered the abuse without the use of gloves or lubricant, and no evidence of previous medical history. Local police arrested the man on the 11th of January. However, a judge ordered his release on the grounds he was prohibited from approaching the medical centre where he worked. Investigators do not rule out any more victims coming forward. And Spain's ambassador to the UK, Federico Trillo, has stepped down following a political storm over a recent government report laying the defence ministry responsible for the 2003 military air crash, which claimed 62 lives. Trillo, who headed up the ministry at the time, has been steadfastly defended for more than a decade by the Popular Party against lawsuits by relatives seeking damages. However, a damning report by the Council of State last week changed the government's position. It was revealed that half of the bodies were misidentified, troops had been uninsured, and most of the money budgeted for chartering flights had mysteriously vanished. Only 2 officials were convicted at the time, and they were later pardoned by the Spanish government. And the Archbishop of Barcelona, John Joseph Amela, has condemned abortion on Friday, even if it comes out of a case of rape. His remarks were made at a press conference promoting his new book. Amela responding to questions from fellow Archbishop Casanovas, who equated abortion with genocide, said he considered the so-called traditional family a natural thing and that it was normal for it to receive many attacks. He added, "I condemn abortion, even if it comes out of rape, since mercy towards the human being must prevail above all other things." And a report that a 93-year-old woman was made to wait 13 hours sitting in a chair at the local Belvitte hospital was released at the weekend. The patient was suffering from flu-type symptoms, bronchitis and high blood pressure. Her daughter claimed she spent 13 hours without eating whilst awaiting test results and a diagnosis. In a letter sent to the media, the daughter said that hospital professionals had asked the couple to file a complaint to promote the current dire understaffing and closures due to financial cuts. The Belvitte has denied these claims and said the hospital works at 100% with daily emergency figures of 350 patients. They defended the waiting times of patients, stating they are all well attended when admitted and all have to overcome a screening process which assesses cases on a scale of urgency and severity. I hope you're wrapped up warm today. Cold spell continues. It's going to be a chilly start. Lows of just 3 degrees today. Highs of 11 later on. Partly cloudy. Sunset tonight, 5:45.
That was the news on Barcelona City FM. Time for the sports, brought to you by the Shamrock, our favorite Irish pub in Barcelona.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp said Man U resorted to long ball football during yesterday's 1-1 draw. United striker Abramovich's header cancelled out James Milner's penalty at Old Trafford, leaving Liverpool without a win in 4 games. And Man City are out of the Premier League title race after a 4-0 loss to Everton at Goodison Park. That's according to manager Pep Guardiola. City are now 10 points behind leaders Chelsea after defeat on Merseyside, the heaviest league loss in Guardiola's managerial career. And Barcelona are to avoid Real Madrid in the King's Cup draw as they drew to play Real Sociedad in the quarterfinals on Friday. Celta Vigo will take on Real Madrid with Atletico Madrid seeing Eibar. The ties will be played out over 2 legs with the opening matches on Wednesday night. Well, you can get down to see some big screen footy action tonight at our only home of football, the Shamrock Irish Sports Bar. Congo DR play Morocco 7 o'clock and Curzon Ashton see Worcester City. Local kickoff time 20:45.
That was the sports, brought to you by the Shamrock, the best place to sit back, relax, and watch sports on the big screen.